I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Trial began Monday for American pastor Andrew Brunson, who's been in a Turkish prison for over a year. He's become a political pawn and faces false terrorism charges. Voice of the Martyrs Radio interviewed his daughter, Jacqueline Fornari.
We're not sure how this is going to turn out. There could be a miracle and my dad could be home in the next few days, or we could have to go through a very long trial process that could go on for months. I have no idea, but we're praying for a good outcome here.
So please continue praying for Brunson's freedom. His next court appearance is slated for May 7th. Next, how do you pray for billions of people at once and stay specific? Chris Ruge of Prayercast says it's simple. Pray for Muslims.
God loved us because we were all sinners. Anybody today who follows Jesus was a sinner. But he reached down in mercy and he loved them. And right now, 1.8 billion Muslims are in the same situation.
This year, Prayercast expects to release a video series called Love Muslims that'll help Christians pray specifically. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And the Bible says those living in poverty will be rich in faith. Joe Richter at Farms International says they witness this strength of faith as they minister to the poor.
They always are giving thanks back to God. Not to Farms International, or not to myself personally. They always recognize it as the hand of God.
If you'd like to find out more about helping the least of these, head to missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Did you know that 95% of deaf people in the world do not have a Bible in their own sign language? This month, Deaf Bible Society is offering a free 14-day prayer guide that'll help you pray for this unreached people group. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.